This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is another episode of Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, here to celebrate life, celebrate alternative thinking, celebrate things that perhaps you haven't given a lot of thought to as we end the year and begin a new year. Fabulous things. I'm hoping that you will be able to continue with us in the efforts that I put forth to expand our means of understanding our mind. I think that's what I'm really thinking about today. And every time we get together, I bring you ideas that are unique from people who are unique, but then we're all unique. How are we unique? Well, this is the experiment, isn't it, huh? Larry Geller will join us later on. We're talking about synchronicity, and then we'll have the pleasure of the company of Mary O'Malley, who's our resident psychic, and Maria Trilogy, who does fabulous work when it comes to astrology. But first, we're going to meet Nancy Danison, who is a spiritualist, an author, and a lady who actually died and came back to life. So I think that's the important place for us to start, Nancy, is what happened on March 14th, 1994 to you.
Well, good morning, Doug. I had a pre-cancer surgery procedure where a radiologist stuck a large bore needle and wire into my breast to mark the tumors. She did it twice, and the combination of that procedure and my medical conditions caused me to die. I went into the light and was completely saturated with the unconditional love and bliss that you always hear about, and also total acceptance of everything that I'd ever done, everything that I was. Later on, I saw my body looking down from heaven, and that was my first clue that I had died. After that, I created several extremely real earth-like environments just by thinking the words. And I started thinking, wait a minute, this is familiar. Later, I met my five most beloved eternal friends who were in the form of what I called beings of energy at the time, and now I call them light beings because that's what we near-death experiencers call them. I had a life review, and I remembered hundreds of other physical lifetimes, and I was given the answers to my most burning questions. You know, what is God? What am I? What does God expect of me? What's the purpose of life? Where's heaven? Where's hell? And what's the one true religion? I asked that last one because I was raised as a Catholic.
Mm-hmm. And you're told as a Catholic that you're one for religion, which we learn later on is nonsense.
And the answers I got were nothing even remotely similar to what my church had taught me.
Yeah, do you want to share some of them?
Oh, sure. Yeah. The most spectacular one is that whole idea that we are separate from our Creator and that we've been cast down onto earth and have to earn our way back to heaven through, you know, following a bunch of different conflicting rules. I found that none of that existed. Later on in my experience, I actually merged into the Creator and I witnessed the creation of the universe. And what I saw and what I remembered, because I was there at creation, is that we exist inside our Creator in kind of a similar way to how our dream characters exist inside of us. Our Creator, what I now call Source, most people call God or Allah or the Supreme Being or whatever.
Universal intelligence. The Force goes from Star Wars. I like the Force is kind of a neat way of referencing it, too. Yeah,
that's a good one, too. Well, I call it Source because it's an energy source. What I experienced was an energy source. And it created the entire universe in its mind, kind of like how we create dreams in our mind. Mm-hmm. And then it put its pieces of itself, small pieces of itself, into that universe dream the same way that we put our own perspective, our own you know, viewpoint into one character in the dream. And so that we're in the dream watching it and participating in it. Well, the source does that a bazillion times. And each one of those parts that it's putting into the dream so that it can be aware of what's happening in the physical world is us. Mm-hmm. It's what we call the souls inside this body.
Isn't that amazing when you think about it?
The bodies are part of the dream. Yeah, the bodies are part of the dream. Mm-hmm. We are actually source.
Are we? That's one of the things that people more often than not come away from these conversations. The question is, are we real? Are we just in a figment of somebody's imagination? Are you real? Am I really having this conversation with you now? Do you really exist? And you talk about the mind's eye of the creator. And the creator, this is the stuff that's come to me of late, the idea that the universe created by this one powerful... We have to, somehow or other, for us to accept it, or to wrap our heads around it, we have to humanize it somehow. And so we have these stories in the Bible of some being that looks like us, because that's what makes us comfortable. But beings, you know, we have no way. I could say to you right now, all this is nonsense. And who's to prove that I'm right or you're wrong or you're right and I'm wrong? There just isn't any. And it's part of what we try to pass off as too complicated for us to understand. We always have to seem to have an answer. And for some questions, there's no answer. Like, how did all of this happen? Who the heck knows? It's hard enough for us to get through day-to-day stuff, like how do we put a light bulb into the socket to deal with some of this other stuff. But the spirit of Christmas and the spirit of the new year and the spirit of love and the spirit of good things brings us around to thinking, I think, about these important issues. And we get down to the basics of love. Who do we love? Why do we love them? Why are we put together with certain people? Why do we have experiences? I'm a great believer in things, there are no accidents. Things happen because they're supposed to. Some people call it fate. I don't know whether it is or it isn't. Your fate was to survive. You went into that special place and you learned, as some others have, about the afterlife. Do you think there's anything, Nancy Danison, to the idea that we create our own reality after we're gone, that what we think happens to us after we die is what happens?
What I learned in the afterlife, and it was kind of like pounded into me three times, is that we not only create our lives in the afterlife, as you're suggesting, and that only happens at the very beginning of the afterlife experience, but we create our human lives. And we do that with the spiritual power that Source used to create the universe. It's the same power, we just have tiny little bits of it. It's called manifesting. And that was one of the very few English words that was given to me while I was in the afterlife. We manifest, we souls, not the bodies, but the souls inside these bodies, manifest into physical reality what we truly and deeply believe about life, about ourselves, and about our place in the world.
And so how does that impact our relations with other people? As we all have free will, what does that do if you have desires and you have something that's a part, that seems to be a part of you, that you know, hope to accomplish, if that's what it is how do we do that if it involves other people?
At the spiritual level, we make agreements to co-manifest events together. In fact, some souls will decide to come into human life at the same time together so that they can have particular relationships. But everybody, every soul inside a human body has the ability to make these agreements at the spiritual level. And see, part of us comes into the human body. The rest of us stays in the afterlife. And it's that part of our energy, our personality, our individuality that stays in the afterlife that makes these agreements. And so we agree behind the scenes to have certain experiences, to have certain relationships. And unfortunately for some people, what happens is because they're manifesting these experiences based on their beliefs, a lot of those beliefs are false. You know, we start creating beliefs about ourselves and about life from inside the womb and every day after that. You know, we come away with all these built-in preconceptions about ourselves and who we are and what we're able to expect from the world from the time, you know, when we're tiny little babies and small children and don't have any way of understanding what it is we're hearing. You know, we may draw conclusions based upon something our parents say that's absolutely false. Yet we will manifest into our ongoing daily life that belief and events that will match that belief. And so I learned in the afterlife that all we have to do in order to completely change the course of our life is to identify those false beliefs, those beliefs that are we're manifesting into experiences that we don't want, and change them. And that's what this book, my book, Create a New Reality, is about. It's about telling people how they can consciously create a new life for themselves, both by focusing their attention and intention in the now on making a change in their life, and also by going back and identifying these erroneous beliefs and getting rid of them. Mm-hmm. And I provide some techniques in there for doing that. And then once you do that and you start adopting healthier or happier beliefs, you will then automatically start unconsciously manifesting your life in accordance with those new beliefs.
Book is called Create a New Reality, Move Beyond Law of Attraction. The theory of moving. Let's see, the law of attraction is something that many of us are, I don't want to say stuck on, but there is a whole thing. And I'll share some of my thoughts with you as we continue about what one attracts in most of the time it's applied to romance or to relationships. So it's, but it can apply to money, abundance, can apply to anything, your health, all those things. So hold the thought for a moment. Nancy Dannison is here with us on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
What a year. Your home improvement to-do list still isn't to done. But hey, at least you still have time to get the Ford vehicle you've always wanted. Just get to the final days of our holiday sales event. Stop by your local Ford dealer today. It's where you'll find our best offers of the season on Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. So, see you sometime between now and January 2nd. Ford, built for the holidays. And now, for a limited time, you can bring home a new F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months, only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment, is available on 18 model year F-150, excludes Raptor. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1/2/19. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and complete details.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To think about the future, think about the now. It's all in the now, in a manner of speaking. That's really the focus on your hidden power. The archives are full of great conversations. Your hidden power number 78. Imagine we've been doing this now for almost 2 years. The focus on this archived, this is actually a podcast. We do a podcast every week of the best pieces of the conversation that we've had from the week before. Creating the life of your dreams with the curveballs that are thrown your way. Conversation with Dr. Dravon James, author of Freedom is Your Birthright. You want to find everyday peace. You get a lot of education on that from the conversation we have with Dr. James, building the life of you. Isn't that what we all want to do? She's an author and a speaker teaching you how to utilize everything that shows up in your life, the good stuff, the bad stuff, everything in between. Stepping stones on the path to building the life of your dreams. Her journey began in poverty on the south side of Chicago. She went on to earn a doctorate in pharmacology from Creighton University, had a difficult marriage, failed pregnancies, career turmoil, health challenges, the kinds of things that bring us all around to wondering what's it all about. And so she figured it out. She knew she possessed the power to create her own dream life, help others along the way. So that's the main part of our conversation at the current Your Hidden Power podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. This is a usual conversation with Uri Geller, who reveals in this one how he keeps his sixth sense active. Our psychic scout Mary O'Malley and astrologer Maria Francesca Trilogy all contributing to Your Hidden Power number 78. Check it all out. Listen and learn and enjoy. Please, there, here, we're at your service. YourHiddenPowerShow.com. Continuing our conversation now with Nancy Dannison, who's written a book, Create a New Reality, Move Beyond the Law of Attraction. So, the Law of Attraction, I said on the air a while back something that, because it sort of pertained to something going on in my life, that those of us, whatever it is that you're thinking, if you believe, if you're a woman and you believe men are not to be trusted, then you're going to attract men that are not trustworthy. If you believe as a man that women are not trustworthy, you're going to attract them. And it goes beyond that. It goes further than that. Whatever you believe is what you're going to attract. Isn't that really what the law of attraction is all about?
Well, I'm not a law of attraction proponent, because what I learned in the afterlife is that the law of attraction is a good faith attempt to try to understand our spiritual power of manifesting. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, popular 100 years ago in the Depression era when people were really desperately seeking some way to improve their lives. And I was actually told while I was in the afterlife that there was this misunderstanding going around Earth about manifesting and that I was supposed to correct it. And so that's why I wrote this book. The only difference between what you said and what I learned in the afterlife is that we don't attract these things to us. We create them.
Mm-hmm.
We are the power. The power's not out there somewhere doing things to us.
So let me put it in a different way. If we create in our mind the image of someone who we're attracted to that is not trustworthy, then that's what's going to happen, and vice versa, or whatever it is that we're holding on to in thought. Is that what you're saying? Manifestation? Or we think we want to find this, and therefore, I guess I need a little more clarification from you on that one, that skill.
Well, it's all in the book. We, in combination with other spiritual beings that are souls inside humans, literally create experiences where we'll deal with, if we believe that somebody is not trustworthy, if all men are not trustworthy, then we will continuously have experiences that prove men are not trustworthy. We will create them. We will create the opportunities to have those experiences along with the other people, like the men who are involved in the transactions. Some of it may be, it really is a situation where the man's not trustworthy. Some of it's just, that's the way the individual person interprets it, and nobody else would interpret the interaction that way.
Right. And that, I think, is the best part of what you're saying. The skill is that your interpretation, it may be the other person's not that way at all, but that's kind of what you see or what you think or what you hold on to. I think that's what's sort of fabulous about this. And you brought this all back. It's a great story. Congratulations, actually, are probably in order for all the things that you have experienced, all the things you've done, how you've written it, and how people can gain. This is all about gaining. Nancy's website is Nancy Dannison, NancyDannison, NancyDannison.com. The book is called Create a New Reality, Move Beyond the Law of Attraction Theories, which are there. And so you've helped us to do that. Thank you, Nancy. I hope you have a happy new year. Nice to have you here on Your Hidden Power.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from the tsunami in Indonesia is now nearing 300. The Indonesian Red Cross says those who survived are in dire need of assistance. The country's disaster agency also says more than 1,000 people were injured in the tsunami caused by the eruption of a volcano over the weekend. The partial government shutdown continues. It's the third day of the funding impasse that has shuttered a quarter of the federal government. The sticking point remains the $5 billion in border wall funding that President Trump is demanding. Negotiations between Democrats and the White House continue, but the earliest chance for a vote is now likely to be Thursday, when the U.S. Senate is scheduled to be back in session. Outgoing Defense Chief James Mattis giving the order now to officially withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, as President Trump has requested. And this is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
At the hour now, this is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Uri Geller, website urigeller.com, expert in synchronicity, amongst other things. He just celebrated his birthday. Another day. You know, what happens to you? What do you think is the reality here in terms of your birthday? Another day, another year? What do you think?
Yeah. Well, my birthday, which was on the 20th of December, we actually didn't do anything because I just decided not to celebrate. I stayed at home also because my show, Israel Got Talent, was on that night. And we don't get to see the final shows. It's always a surprise for me to see myself judging many different talents. So we stayed at home. But, you know, I sometimes kind of have to pinch myself and say, am I really 72? No way. I cannot believe it. And I'm sure most of our listeners, our age group, would also say the same. Where did all these years go? How did they pass so quickly? And also what I do notice, and I think you'll confirm this, that the older you get, the days go faster. I mean, I wake up on Monday morning and it's suddenly Saturday, and I just don't understand how time can accelerate this fast.
Oh, yeah. But it really is. You and I share similar experiences, and I wonder, I'm just thinking about, I was talking about a weight loss product on the program and how I started on it when I came back from California last April, and now I'm already thinking about going back to California in a few weeks for another few months. The cycle goes around and around, and it brings us to think about the life that we live, that we're living, where it's going, where it's been. There are so many things happening in all of our lives, and sometimes we get stuck on the reasons for them. I think that's one of the things with you and synchronicity, experiencing things, interconnecting our lives, meeting people, souls that come in. We were talking about souls being connected and coming in together.
Yes.
Go ahead. There's lots of things.
Doug, we are all souls, all human beings are connected to each other with an invisible spiritual thread through which we can send positive energies, positive thoughts. Some people can send healing energies. So all humanity, we're all connected. What I do find interesting and very valuable and important to all those who are listening to me in, again, past 65, is that it's very important to keep on doing projects and don't just retire and lay back and do nothing. Very, very important to keep active, to walk a lot, to do puzzles, to activate your mind, to see other people and especially your friends, to eat the right foods. Very important to eat the right foods. And as I say, to get some exercise. I walk like 14, 15 kilometers a day.
You know, there's something out, I don't know if you saw it or not, here in the press over this past weekend. One of the things that came out is that walking regularly takes 9 years off your brain age. So your brain is not 72, your brain is 63 because of all the walking.
Wow,
it's probably younger than that.
Yeah, I'll Google that. I'll look for that. But you know, just to end our conversation on a positive note, the most important thing for all of us is to make sure that we get checkups, that we go regularly to doctors, because you never know. And today, medicine has advanced into such proportion, positive proportion, that many, many diseases can be healed. So think positive, do all the things I told you to do, and then come and visit me in Old Jaffa. I'll give you a big hug. A year from now, the museum will be open.
Yeah.
So people will be able to.
I want to come for the opening. I used to come when you were living in England. We used to spend your birthday together, sort of as a co-celebration of your birthday and my birthday, and we haven't done that, although I did come for your birthday a couple of years ago to Israel, and I would like to do that again. I think it sort of marked our friendship. It was a thing. Nobody else showed up. It was just you and me and your family on so many of those birthdays, and it was kind of fun going to those places.
Yeah, just before we sign off, I do want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and tell me, Doug, are you going to be with all your family, and what are you going to do for Christmas dinner or Christmas Eve? Tell me.
My son is engaged to a young woman from California, and they've gone to Cuba for the week. He's going to be here next week with me, but my daughter, Megan, and my son-in-law, Matthew, and my grandson, Miles, are here, and we're going to be at my sister's for dinner, and you know, the usual stuff, Billy, and I'm going to take care of a lot of the things that need to be done on the farm. So it's sort of the first time Miles has been here. We're trying to figure out, not he's been here a lot, but he hasn't been here at Christmas time. Megan wanted to sort of recreate Christmas in New England for Miles, the stuff that she experienced when she was a child. So that's what they're sort of trying to do. And it's fun to have them here.
Yeah.
It is. You know, you think about people who are no longer in your lives, and it kind of, you know, that has an impact on you as well. But for the most part, it's great to have the people that you care about right handy by.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, Doug, from me, from Hannah, from Shippy, from Daniel and Natalie, from our granddaughters, Romy and Leah, from Ehud, a big hug to all of you, to all the listeners. Love you, and we'll speak next week.
All right. Uri Geller. Same thing to you and your family. Have a great, we're anticipating a great new year, which we'll talk about more in detail next time we talk to you. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER. There's probably not a more interesting, fascinating man who's had a fabulous career, fabulous life to this point, continues to contribute every day, which is kind of the way I'd like to think life should go. So check out his website, Uri Geller, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. I want you to cleanse your body as we get into the new year, getting liver detox support or detox support completely in your body. The ingredients of the things that are in Life Change Tea, so simple. Life Change Tea is an all-natural, all-organic tea made with blends that are grown in America. It's mixed in America. There are a lot of vitamins and minerals that are a part of this base so that you can cleanse your body. You need to do that. Liver and all your organs, your colon, need to be cleansed. Experience the benefits that balanced nutritional items in this tea can have for your health. Energy. Lots of, I mean, you got to be well, and this will get you into that place. You want to go online? GetTheTea.com is the place to go. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV, and they'll ship it to you free. But you want to lose weight, you want to maintain great health, it's a great way to do it. A miracle tea. A lot of people, you read some of the things about bioengineering and what kind of crap there is in our lives, in our bodies, the parasites you got to get out. And so Life Change Tea is all about that. Make sure you visit the website, GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV. They'll ship it free. Change your life. Make a resolution. New Year's, a time to clean my body and to keep it clean. Drink a cup of Life Change Tea just like I do every single day to maintain that perfect internal health. That's Life Change Tea. Order it now at GetTheTea.com. Use the discount special code DJV.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
All right, let's get to our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, who is here from Los Angeles. She's doing a lot of readings this time of year at PsychicScout.com. People want to know about their future. They want to know about the new year. Remember the last conversation I had with you was more or less about the here and the now and maybe a little of the past. It didn't have anything to do. It had nothing to do with the future. We didn't even talk about the future, which is probably kind of silly. Maybe we need to revisit that. And that's at this time of year, do you find then in the new year, or as you approach the new year, people have a different interest? Because we get into the psychology of the new beginnings and the new year, new start. It's all about new. Do people ask you questions, and can you tell them with confidence what the future will hold for them? That's the more important question.
Well,
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
And
you too.
You know, let's see. Telling the future is odd. It's weird. What I can do is people ask about certain things, and I can follow down the path and see what it looks like now, or if they need to change something to get to where they want to go. Every now and then I'll get a glimpse of the future, of something in the future. But psychic work isn't all about telling the future, you know. But every now and then I get a little something. So, but mostly people want to kind of tune in and, you know, what my money, my health, you know, we just kind of go over the basics. And but it's always from where they're at right now, you know, and then projecting into the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I was smart enough to ask that question of you. I don't know whether it is where every day maybe negates the conversation. Maybe we have to have a reading with you every day because the future changes every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year. It changes, doesn't it?
When you see people
that you've seen a lot, I would imagine maybe you've enjoyed some of the things that you watch as they mature and maybe are helped by the information you give them, yes?
Yes. It's all about decision-making. You know, we have free will, so we can make a new decision at any time. And it's not unusual during the reading to receive some information that causes them to change their mind about something or how they go about something or to see something from a bigger perspective. So, yeah, a reading can literally change. You know, 5 minutes later, the reading could be different. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to have a reading every day, you know. That's not good.
No, get a little lost.
But it's not unusual because we have free will and we can make a new decision at any time.
Mm-hmm. But how much does that really screw things up? Free will, what good is your prediction? I say this lovingly. Or your work, if we kind of screw it up with our use of the free will. I've certainly asked this of a lot of people who are sensitive. You can do your own thing, and you maybe can influence other people or not. Do you ever find that by thinking things about others, you can think things about you, and they come to pass? Thinking things about others, does that work?
So I'm not sure I understand the question.
Well, how much can you influence other people with your thinking?
Oh, okay. Oh, not as much as you would think. You know, the work isn't about manipulating, you know, someone to do something. All I can do is give them the information, mm-hmm. and they, you know, they have to make a decision about it. I don't know, as far as influence is, quite often spirit will show them, you know, different parts of the picture, mm-hmm. or give them information. Like if somebody's asking about two different jobs, I'll walk down the pathway 5 years and see how it looks in 5 or 10 years. And then I can get an idea of how happy they are at that position. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So that helps a lot of times in decision making.
Yeah. What to do and how to figure out how to do it. Well, if you want to reach Mary, it's psychic, PSYCHIC, scout.com, all one word, psychicscout.com. Mary O'Malley with us here on Your Hidden Power.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Continue on Your Hidden Power. Get the podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Maria Trilogy is here. She's our resident forecaster, astrologer. I asked Marie, Mary, oh man, I get the Marie and Mary, the two of you together. I asked Mary O'Malley about the value of looking ahead. Because a lot of times when people come to you and to Mary, people like that, they're interested in the now, kind of. You're forecasting, though, for 2019. You have been here for a couple of weeks trying to get people to understand what it is that the year holds for them. And she said something very interesting. And does it affect your astrological forecast as it does perhaps a medium and her forecast, that is free will. How does free will? Because the stars, that stuff is in stone. Where you come from, you know, the birth time, the birthplace, the day, all of those things, that stuff is in stone. So how does your forecasting for the new year change, or is it likely to change? And then how do we put the two of them together? Maybe is a hope a valid question. Too long a question, but it's a question.
Yes, it's a great question, as a matter of fact. And when we do get together, people who do the different kinds, we'll call it the work, it is true that astrology does have a focus that's more determined by the science of how the planets and the constellations, as we know as the signs, come together. To me, it's fascinating how it is true. It is free will. Free will meaning that, as they say, the stars foretell, they don't compel. So if an astrologer is telling you, well, this is where the focus for you personally is, and even if someone like Mary comes along and somebody goes, well, what do you think is going to go on in 2019 for me? And she says X, Y, Z, and then I would come along as an astrologer and say, well, you know, your Jupiter is in your seventh house right now, so this means that there is a potential of either meeting someone that is going to become your partner, or that you and your partner are going to, you know, find a better way of relating to one another. Mary may come at it from a different way, but there have been not comparisons, but experiments mm-hmm. where they have taken an astrologer and the astrologer will give their prediction and the psychic or intuitive may not even be present or know, and many, many times it is the same message, maybe yeah. given in a different way. So that is why we then go further to support and to, I won't say defend, but in a way, talk about how the value of this work, why there is so much value to the work. That's like we have, that's where faith comes in. You know, we do have faith. We have faith that the sun's going to come up and go down, and, you know, faith. We have faith in so many things in life, and it's the same with how these different modalities work. And, yes, it is set in stone, but if you're not paying close attention to what the astrologer is telling you, is going on, you may not focus in that area at all. And then, yeah, it does take some action, just like what Mary would be saying to you, or what any psychic or medium. So it really is up to you. It is free will.
Mm-hmm. You have to take action on the information that you're given, basically. Astrology is different, fascinating. If you go online, it's really amazing what you can learn as you go into the new year from Maria. AstrologerForYourLife@gmail.com is how you reach out to her. It's 59 past on your Hidden Pop.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.